glad you've joined me, and you are very welcome to The Thistle and Shamrock. I'm Fiona Ritchie, and this week we're going to be listening to more new releases and debuts, beginning with Afric, the latest collection of tunes from Duncan Chisholm. This is Big Archie. From Duncan Chisholm's Afric, Big Archie was the tune. The music is the culmination of 6 years' work and a trilogy of albums by fiddler Duncan Chisholm, inspired by the wilderness areas of his family's homeland in the north of Scotland. It launches a full hour of new music, some from old friends like Duncan, others are new to the programme like Wee Banjo 3, a fine Irish old-time bluegrass blend from which we hear Air Tune. On guitar and mandolin, as it happens, no banjo here, but definitely on another time. Coming up to Nuala Kennedy, returning to the show with her latest album, Noble Stranger. It's all new this week on Thistle. I'm glad you're here to discover it. Thank you.
says, when will you return to me? When a year and a day has passed and gone, 'tis then I'll get married to thee. That is too long, Lord John Eagle, she said, that is too long for me. For you might forget your own queen, Isobel, and pick up some other. Kiss any but thine.
Thank you.
Session A9 and Reed A, and Nuala Kennedy before with Lord Duneagle. Music now from a collection by various artists, all inspired by the island of Rassi. We're going to hear two tracks, starting with Aoife MacLeod on Clarsach, and in between we have something from Gaelic singer Kathleen McInnes, whose latest album, Kilbride, has a couple of work songs on it in Gaelic, a tweed worker's walking song and a clapping song, and Béla Fleck adds banjo. First of all, it's Aoife MacLeod and Temptation Hill.
Hello, Navajo. What a thing, Romy.
from Fáinne Rathaisear, Sounds of Rassie. Tommy Darkie's Welcome to Rassie from members of the group Dive, all part of a project to celebrate the beautiful island off the west coast of Scotland. Well, Dive's been on the show before and will be again, but the album features various artists and it's new. The clear plastic wrapper just removed and scrunched up next to me here, along with many more. We're packing them in this week. And we'll continue next week with more, all from North American artists who are working to expand the reach of Celtic traditions. If you want more information on the new music we're exploring this week, look online for a playlist soon. They're always updated each week and archived at thistleradio.com, where you can also listen again. Catherine de Kell's live recording of her new album Northumbrian Voices is still to come, so stay close. This is NPR. This is Fiona Ritchie. Maeve McKinnon is ahead. Her new album is Once Upon an Olive Branch, and her original song, The Olive Branch, is her very first dab at songwriting. We're going to debut that. First of all, three young fiddlers from Norway, Sweden and Shetland, debuting their trio, which is the Nordic Fiddlers Block.
autumn deals its fate. Peace is a concrete line built to separate. With this wall between us, the hard times await. Once upon an olive branch, the ravens circle high. Dawn raids at daybreak, the Saracens stand by. Families arrested, tensions reach the sky. Hope slips away from us and darkness fills the night. Leave me to grieve, now the olive branch is broken and it broke as I shed my tears. Leave me to grieve, give me something to believe in. The second intifada's drawing near. Once upon an olive branch, millennium unfolds as corpses of children lie in the olive groves. Truth is distorted as ethnic cleansing grows. I'll take another road. Once upon an olive branch, I heard somebody say, the other side once suffered, now it's gone the other way. All the world watching has got its part to play, and those with moral conscience can't afford to look away.
The Duplets with Jig C, Aaron's Key and Colonel Fraser's from their brand new release, Leverage. Thanks for sending it to me, girls. Another debut for you this week on Thistle. And Catherine Tickell's Northumbrian Voices is ahead. We've heard some new songs in our music this week. Maeve McKinnon's The Olive Branch, just prior to The Duplets there. This next song won the inaugural Milltown Malby songwriting competition, written and sung here by Grace Kelly down at the Willie Clancy Week. And then we're on to Catherine Tickell's Northumbrian Voices, a live recording of her songs, tunes, spoken word, all exploring her heritage and her memories, very much rooted in the soil of her native Northumberland. That's Catherine Tickell after Grace Kelly.
Arriving on a Monday night, it's time we're ready to go. Passing from the central down to Michael Age, you know. Meeting friends old and new, my heart did skip a beat or two. Music, song and dance we seek, down at the Willie Clancy Week. Then on to the Crosses Bar, sights and sounds came from afar. Laughing with a fine young man who held out for the bar. Thinking on the way to call, oh, ahead they will be sore as they venture on to take a peek down at the Willie Clancy Week. Never before, surround us at the door. Humble, true for all to view, as a strolling for a few. Tales to tell around the floor, what a night like never before. The music, song and dance repeats down at the Willie Clancy Week. Now it's time to say goodbye, happy and content am I. Driving out of Millstown then, the time that we had spent. Looking back the nights were long as we roamed round Clare and sang a song. There wasn't much time for us to sleep down at the Willie Clancy Week. Well, there wasn't much time for us to sleep down at the Willie Clancy Week.
To let you see the old fiddle I've got. I've got an old fiddle that's been in the moss grubs as long as anybody could mind. Me granny could mind of her uncle playing it, me and she was born in 1866. Then it was me father's. I've got it now, like. It's all worn down with bearded fiddle players playing it. She needs a new fingerboard. You can see the holes where the fingers was. She's a solid back, a one-piece back, and there was two ribbons tied onto it when Tom Hunter of the Lamperts was married. And they've never been off for 82 years. There's one of them nearly worn right through with all the playing at the dances and such like. But they've never been off. Used to carry it on his back, my father, when he used to go over into Folstone to play. Him and Tom Hunter. It was maybe 10 miles away, like, you know. It was a job keeping the fiddles dry, because there wasn't any plastic or anything in them days. Well, he used to wrap his fiddle in an old cot sheet, and probably a top coat on top of that, you know, tied round just like a lemon bag on his back. And then he was away. And he'd go for miles and miles. Father come off the hill, and his fiddle used to hang on a nail in the wall, you know. And if anybody had spoken to him, he would have lost the tune. But he could come in and he could play the tune right through, like, tremendous. Nae bother at all, like it had come into his mind. He'd heard it, maybe at a dance the day before or something like that, and once he could play it, he had it then, like. And he never seemed to forget it after that.
I've always loved to play and to watch the people dance. Why, in me youth, I cycled 30 miles to get the chance. Now me daddy was in Flanders fighting with the Fusiliers. Me and Mum were at the cottage till the telegram appeared. They gave us 1 week's notice, there was little time for tears. Uncle Dodie then he took us in at Roston. I've shepherded these hills, I've been a rabbit catcher, and I've changed every road sign from Alec down to Cresta. I've always loved to play and to watch the people dance. Why in me youth I've cycled 30 miles to get the chance. Well, I can tell you just exactly where I learnt this tune. It was at Roston, at the harvest supper. I was just a boy of 8 then, and I hadn't learned to play. But I whistled it for Auntie, and we danced it the next day. All around the kitchen table, to dance our cares away. All around the kitchen table, there at Roston. I have shepherded these hills, I've been a rabbit catcher, and I've changed every road sign from Alec down to Cresta. I've always loved to play and to watch the people dance. Why in me youth I've cycled 30 miles to get the chance. And I'd watch them as they drant, I'd watch them as they twirl. Never once I thought these tunes would take me halfway round the world.
From Catherine Tickell's Northumbrian Voices, a journey through the lore, the music, the culture of her family's homeland in Northumberland, captured live at Cecil Sharp House in London. All new and debuting this week, with more to come next week on The Thistle and Shamrock with me, Fiona Ritchie. Our radio programme is created for you here in Scotland, and it's a thistleradio.com production. Do check our website each week for programme playlists updated and archived online. You can also follow the links to listen again if you missed something here on the radio. It's all at thistleradio.com. And don't forget to connect with us via social media. On Twitter, I'm at Fiona Ritchie, and there's a Thistle Radio page on Facebook if you do that. Next week, new world releases. I hope you're planning to join me for some of the best of the latest albums by North American artists, favourites and debuts. Here's the Scottish duo that combines the harps and vocals of Mary McMaster with Donald Hayes' drums, percussion, vocals and samples, a very progressive pair. Hook is new from McMaster Hay. New music from McMaster Hay. The Thistle and Shamrock is a service mark of Fiona Ritchie. Support for NPR comes from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, dedicated to the idea that all people deserve the chance to live healthy, productive lives at gatesfoundation.org. The George Lucas Educational Foundation, creator of EdUtopia, a source for what works in education. Learn more at edutopia.org. And the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, committed to building a more just, verdant and peaceful world. More information at macfound.org. This is NPR Music.